You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Diego Padres. I am Allison Twitter from MLB.com, and we have been waiting for this moment for a very long time as we bring in Corey Brooks, who covers the Padres for MLB.com. And Corey, this has been kind of a long time coming, and we've been talking about what may be expected when camp opens and sort of the hype around the team in the off season. And now that the uniforms are on, just kind of tell us a little bit about what the atmosphere is like there. Is there a lot more media covering there? How are the players doing? What is it, just business as usual? Is it any different from anything that you've experienced in Padres camp before? What's going on there?
Yeah, that's funny, Allison. It's kind of like D, all of the above. We've seen a little uptick in terms of the amount of media that's been through here in the first week or so. It's a little bit of business as usual. The guys coming and going, showing up and, going through the physicals, and position players showing up early. But generally, just a lot of excitement. I think a lot of guys are really itching to get started. A lot of returning players have talked about kind of watching the off-season proceedings, I guess, with the new players being added, and very excited to meet these guys and kind of get going. And, the pitchers have been throwing off the mound a little bit, and various drills on the field. We're still at the very early stages here, but you sense a whole lot of optimism. I guess across the landscape of baseball, you're going to get a lot of that anyway, regardless of the expectations, realistic or not. But I think here, there's a little bit of a different vibe, a little bit of a different energy here. And, I think a lot of that has to do with what took place during the off season. So, yeah, I think everyone's itching to get going here, and the position players show up tomorrow. And first full squad workout is on Wednesday, and then soon enough we'll be playing games.
It's funny because when you look at sort of the questions that every team faces going into spring training, you sort of list the big ones, and you always know when a team is expected to be good when the questions surrounding the team are who's going to be the fifth starter, who's going to hit third, who's going to hit fourth, would it be, or vice versa. One of the questions is North, who's going to be at quick steady behind the plate, just things like that. So you almost already, just by sort of looking at from that perspective, you're like, okay, this team is they don't seem to have a lot of holes right now, and they probably should be considered a contender at this point.
Yeah, that's kind of funny, Allison. You're right. Yeah, the questions aren't quite as grave as maybe they have been in years past, where you go in and you're really trying to gnash your teeth and figure out exactly what your order is going to look like, what who's going to fill out most of your rotation or your bullpen. I mean, things are pretty much static at this point. They don't have a whole lot of spots they need to fill. Certainly, I think the group that's here is a group that's going to begin opening day. As you mentioned, the fifth starter they need to settle on. There's some stuff in terms of the lineup. A lot of people will say, well, they don't have a true leadoff hitter. Well, I think as you look across baseball, most teams don't really have a true leadoff hitter. Those guys don't really exist anymore. That Ricky Henderson type, there aren't too many of those guys. Or Vince Coleman, that true table setter, there aren't many of those guys anymore. So, they'll get it all figured out. And the beauty about spring training is you have, upwards of 30 games to kind of mix and match and figure out what you have, what you don't have, and sort of settle upon a lineup and something that you think that works. And I think Bud Black and his staff will have a pretty good idea when they break camp on April 2nd of what they want to carry into the regular season.
It's interesting because I didn't realize they hadn't, what you had written about the April record. So they haven't finished any April with a winning record in about 5 years. And since then, they've been a combined 40-66 in April, and probably March 31st included in that too. But this could be, the spotlight's going to be kind of be on them. 17 games in April of their first 20 will be versus divisional opponents, so versus the NL West. So it's a little bit more crucial. It's a little bit more important to get off to a good start, I guess. And I'm also kind of wondering what you think about, could this team sort of need a little bit more time to sort of gel together? There's so many different faces. You just kind of wonder if they may have another slow start but it may not be as alarming because things just, you know, sometimes they don't all just like click together at once and it takes a while to sort of get their stride.
Yeah, that's fair. And I think that's really, Allison, I think that's really hard to quantify. I don't think anyone really knows in terms of chemistry, like how long it's going to take these guys to kind of, all these pieces really to fit together. But, you know, I think the one thing that Bud Black and his staff do a really good job of, you know, behind the closed doors is kind of engendering like a really good, you know, camaraderie, a good team spirit, and assimilating all the pieces together pretty quickly. And I think they understand the importance of that. And so I think they'll do a very good job of that during spring training, you know, kind of some team building exercises, things that we aren't necessarily privy to, and so kind of some fun ones. Like they'll send guys down to the rodeo and have them come back and you know, put together a report on it and present it to the rest of the team. Kind of some fun stuff, some things that he learned from Mike Socia years ago. And I see Brad Ausmus now, Allison, is doing a lot of that stuff in Detroit. So I know he picked up on some of that stuff from Bud when Brad was here with the Padres. So, you know, there's certainly some ways that you can go about, you know, the team building and all that. So it'll be interesting. Yeah, yeah, that April has always been a thorn in the side for the Padres for whatever reason. Slow starters, some injury component there, underperformance, a lot of games against the NL West, certainly facing some very tough pitching, especially when you stack up, you know, Madison Bumgarner, Matt Cain, Clayton Kershaw, Ryu, you know, those guys in there. It makes for kind of a tricky proposition, and you look up on May 1st and maybe you're 6 to 8 games out of first place, and that's kind of a daunting situation there, and they could ill afford that. Now, the season's not over on May 1st, but I think, you know, I think fans are kind of expecting a lot more this year, and I think the Padres are too.
Bud Black had an interesting comment about veterans maybe getting a little bit more playing time in spring training. It's always that sort of murky number that you're trying to hit. Like, you know, they want hitters to get maybe 50 to 60 at bats in the spring. They've got, of course, being in Arizona, the road games aren't as much of a thing as they are in Florida, where they really have to make sure that they're not overexerting anybody with the endless amount of bus trips that they have to take when they're in Florida. But at the same time, you want to get them ready, but you don't want to, you know, push them too much. But it sounds like they may be trying to maybe showcase some of these guys and maybe need some extra time to actually evaluate, since there are, you know, there is a crowded outfield. There's a little bit of a log jam there. Is that their sole reason, or do you think that maybe there might be something to just wanting all of these new guys to play together a little bit more than they normally would in a spring training?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of it too, Allison, and maybe kind of the hit the ground running element too. And, you know, I think teams have kind of toyed with this over the years, like, you know, do we ease the starters into it a little more? Do we give them a lot of at-bats early, a lot late, play them more in the middle? And maybe there's no real rhyme or reason for it. I still think a lot of it's kind of individual-based and, you know, kind of what works for each player. But I think, you know, I think the Padres are going to, you know, they have some things they need to get settled, especially they have a lot of outfielders on the roster, as we've talked about. Carlos Quinton, what's going to happen with him? Cameron Maben, who I talked to today, you know, he doesn't want to give up that center field job that, you know, they've talked about letting Will Myers have a first crack at. So, you know, Cameron Maben's healthy. You know, he's still a very athletic guy that can patrol center field very well. So, you know, he's going to get a chance to get a lot of at-bats as well. So what ends up happening is, you know, late in these spring training games where they bring these kids over from the minor league side, you know, number 87, no name on his back, those kids might end up getting squeezed a little bit, and the veterans may end up getting more at-bats. But, you know, ultimately I think it's going to help those guys and get them ready for the regular season.
You know, it's got to be nice to be Jane Shields. I mean, not only did he, you know, get to kind of see what was out there in free agency, see what he was worth, be able to sort of create his own destiny, even though I think he did overplay the market a little bit, but he's always going to contenders. I mean, it's one thing to, you know, sort of be able to, you know, test the free agent market. It's another thing to just never really have to play for a horrific team that has no chance. He's got to be feeling pretty good about himself at this point.
Yeah, and then to be this deep into his career and, you know, be 33 and end up playing for a team in your own backyard on, you know, what should end up probably being his last big deal. You know, that's no knock on him, but, you know, this is ends up being a pretty good situation for him with a team that's completely loaded up now, not just for this year, but for the for foreseeable future, and sort of building around him and a few other guys. I tell you what, you talk about a dynamic personality and character. You've already seen a lot of that in the clubhouse, and he has been he's been exciting to watch. I mean, he's very fired up to be here. He's excited to be training in Arizona. And certainly, he was with the Royals as well, but he certainly likes the value of training in Arizona, being a California guy more so than Florida. No knock on Florida, certainly, but
you can knock Florida. Don't worry about it.
Okay, and well, yeah, a lot of long drives there, but he likes it here, and you know, he's at a point in his career where. You know, he has a kind of a pedigree of winning, and he has a high expectation for himself and I think for teams that he's been around. And, you know, and he's coming into a situation now where he wants to, you know, be a part of a winner. And I think it's going to be something a lot of guys around him are going to be able to learn from in terms of watching him and his preparation. Now, not everybody's going to be able to say that, oh, look at him, I can go out and throw 200 innings like James Shields, because I think he's, you know, he operates a little differently. I don't think they'd make these guys like this anymore, Allison, but at least I think they could see how this guy goes about preparing and how he works and his work ethic and learn a lot from him.
Yeah, it's always fun this time of spring training because everyone's in a good mood, but I think the Padres probably have a little bit more reason to be in an even better mood. So, Corey, thank you so much, and enjoy your time out there, and we'll talk to you soon.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.